You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Kelly DeGonzini, the Senior Financial Planner at Beacon Point Advisors. She is also one of the seven co-authors of Your Dollars, Our Cents, a fun and simple guide to money matters, an international best-selling book that has ranked number one in six different business finance categories. Kelly, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to getting some information from you today per your expertise on retirement and retirement planning. So tell us, for starters, what are common mistakes or oversights business owners make when it comes to a big picture planning?
Sure. So the number one mistake we see business owners make, and really it's not just business owners, it's really everyone, is just failing to plan, plain and simple. Especially for business owners, though, looking at tying up having all of your wealth tied up in the business, that is a very common mistake we see. And then another common mistake is waiting too late to begin succession planning. So waiting until you're already ready to, you know, be done with the business to look at ways and what you need to be doing to plan that transfer. We recommend starting early, you know, 5+ years before you want to retire or, you know, liquidate the business to start planning. So those are three of the most common mistakes or oversights that we see specifically for business owners.
Certainly a good lead off there with that information. Now, tell us what unique retirement planning concepts do business owners face?
Sure. Well, number one, the business owners are unique in that they have the ability to structure their retirement plan to fit their needs. So that is, they have that flexibility to, you know, if they have large free cash flow but only have a few years maybe to save, then they, you know, can set up one type of plan. Or if they have, they want to, you know, give back to their employees, or, you know, depending on what they want to do, they have that ability to structure the plan as it fits to them. But it's business owners and entrepreneurs are unique in that their retirement will usually depend on a large illiquid asset that needs to liquidate or be liquidated in order for them to be able to retire. Usually their retirement will depend on that sale. So again, going back to planning ahead for the succession of that and making sure that they're doing everything they can to maximize the value of that asset, of the business, so that they can, you know, accomplish their retirement goals.
Super details there. And we just covered retirement planning concepts. What unique estate planning considerations do business owners face as well?
Sure. So again, it's business owners are a little bit unique in that they have a large illiquid, usually it's a highly valuable asset, that is the business, and their plan will depend on the transfer of that. Now, there are a couple of different ways that they can look to do that. They can, you know, do they want to gift the asset? Do they want to sell the asset? Can they afford to gift it? Or maybe they have to sell it to get, you know, their cash or liquidity back from it. So, and then who do they want to gift or sell it to? Do they want to gift it to their kids? Maybe they have a key employee that they want to, you know, give it or sell the business to. Maybe they have one child that's involved in the business and maybe their other kids are not involved in the business. So there's a lot of different complexity. And then, of course, if it's a family business, that adds a whole other level of complexity and, you know, family dynamics that we have to plan around. But right now, in terms of estate planning, there's an exclusion of about $11.2 million per person. So if the business, if you're married, it's $22.4 million right now. So if your business and the rest of your assets are worth about that or maybe a little bit less, then, you know, there shouldn't be any estate tax due. It might still be worth doing some planning, you know, for that, even if your assets are close to that a value, but primarily looking at all of the different ways to gift or sell the business and to whom, those are, you know, the most unique to business owners, I guess, considerations that business owners face when it comes to their estate planning.
Really appreciate your input there today. We are speaking with Kelly DeGonzini, the Senior Financial Planner at Beacon Point Advisors, and also one of seven co-authors of Your Dollars, Our Sense, A Fun and Simple Guide to Money Matters here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Financial Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, continuing on, Kelly, what questions should business owners be asking their financial advisors?
Yeah, so we actually have an entire chapter about this in the book, because this is, we've actually gotten this question from, you know, prospects and people looking, you know, what should I be asking you? So the number one question that I would say is, you know, are you a fiduciary? Are you taking my best interest to heart? Or, you know, are you looking to, buy and sell securities on my behalf, and potentially get commissions for that? So we work with our clients in a fiduciary capacity. We're an independent registered investment advisor. We don't have any ability to charge commissions. So we charge on a fee-only basis. So that's one question I would ask is, you know, are you a fiduciary? And really, you know, how do I choose a financial advisor? You'd want to ask, you know, what services do you provide? You know, is it investment advice? Is it financial planning, retirement planning? And do you sell insurance? You know, and then of course, how do you charge? You know, do I pay fee? And then is it commissions based on, you know, transactions? And then what third party custodians do you use? You know, where is my money going to be held? That's probably a big one. But we have an entire chapter in the book called Going Pro about this topic.
Awesome details right there. Thanks again. Now, what should business owners who are sponsoring a retirement plan be mindful of?
Yes. So this is actually a really important point, because I think a lot of business owners, obviously, they want to, in structuring a retirement plan, they're obviously doing it to save for retirement. But most business owners that we work with are obviously doing it for the tax benefits as well. But they might not necessarily be aware of the fiduciary capacity that they are acting in, and they might not even realize it. So number one, it's really important that they're aware of the fiduciary requirements that they are held to meeting, and potentially delegating that. So maybe it's hiring a company to offer the 401k, so that way the employer themselves, they're not necessarily held to that fiduciary requirement. But retirement plans are really kind of fun in the sense that it's not a one size fits all. You can really design your plan to best fit your needs. So, you know, depending on your free cash flow, how much you want to contribute to the plan, how many employees you have, how many of your employees do you think will be contributing, how much do you or they want to be able to save, you know, on a per year basis. How much in taxes? What's really cool about retirement planning for business owners is that sometimes sponsoring a retirement plan, the company can actually save more in taxes than it costs to operate the plan. So it's a pretty great opportunity for business owners to, you know, give back to their employees, do something good for them, and also be saving for their own retirement and save taxes at the same time.
Well, Kelly, it certainly has been great to have had you with us. Thanks for all the information and advice and tips you've shared along the way. Much appreciated. And of course, your book, Your Dollars, Our Sense, has international recognition. In conclusion, how does Your Dollars, Our Sense approach to financial education differ from others and other books out there similar?
Sure. So primarily, I would say it's fun. That's probably the biggest way it's different than other financial books out there. I think most people probably would not describe other finance books as fun. But, you know, business owner or not, we're all short on time. We all have personal responsibilities, professional responsibilities. And the book is really designed for readers of today with short attention spans, not very much time to spend on this. And for readers that do acknowledge that they want to be more involved in their own financial wellness, the entries that we have in the book are quick reads. They are, you know, we use catchy analogies, and, you know, we one example of this is we have an entry about, you know, estate planning. So we say like a living trust is like a microwave. And asset allocation is like supplements, you know, different vitamins and different supplements to help, you know, be financially well, if you will. So we use catchy analogies and to help keep readers interested. And the book is designed to be flipped through. You can read it cover to cover. You can pick up, you know, flip to one specific topic or chapter that you're interested in. So it's fun.
Well, it certainly sounds like a must read and 7 co-authors, so it's got to be awesome. And we can't thank you enough for being a part of this program to bring focus to retirement planning and other financial matters. And I'm sure listeners want to pick up the book. Where's the best place they can pick up Your Dollars, Our Cents and also get more information on your firm, Beacon Point Advisors?
Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon.com. It's also, they can probably get to a link to it from our website. Our website's www.beaconpoint.com. For more information about our company, but the book is available on the www.getthesense.com website. My contact information is on the Beacon Point website, and I'd love to connect with anybody that has further questions for us or questions about the book or anything that we've talked about today.
And that sounds like a plan. Kelly, all the best, and of course we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast on each of the entities there. It is GetTheSense.com and BeaconPoint.com, your websites of reference. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Kelly DeGonzini, the Senior Financial Planner at Beacon Point Advisors and also one of 7 co-authors of Your Dollars, Our Cents, A Fun and Simple Guide to Money Matters, an international best-selling book that has ranked number 1 in 6 different business finance categories. And for further details, visit GetTheSense.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.